with your boy. Yeah, it's Santana. Once again, hey man, let me see you do this. Killer, chip, freaking. Yeah, man, I'm back at it. Come on, today's a new day. Got the up in the suitcase, so go uptown to Harlem. Tell them that I sent ya. Tell them it's August, I'm going to November.
Yeah,
I need a couple birds, get a broad, have them sent.
What?
Call my bird, get my broad, have her sent.
Ha. Yes, y'all. Check it. Shout out to Dipset. It's your boy, Mr. Taper, and this is Mr. Taper's Barber Life. As we proceed to give you what you need, in full effect is your boy, Craig, a.k.a. Mr. Taper. We missed y'all. We were out for a couple of weeks, but we are back in the building to do what we do. Shout out to everybody who is at the Connecticut Barber Expo. I know I should have been there. But had a couple of things come up. So once again, for the 11th, maybe 12th year in a row, I have missed the Connecticut Barber Expo. But it's all good. Shout out to Jay Majors. I know it's going to be a fine event, fine expo. Shout out to my man, Al Millions, for winning the Lifetime Achievement Award. That's a great, great, well-deserved award for my man. And, you know, shout out to Al's Millions because he really is a pioneer in the barber industry. So shout out to him. We're going to get a couple of updates from the Connecticut Barber Expo. I got my man Youssef, the barber. He's out there doing his thing. So we'll get an update from it, from the show, from him. But speaking of shows, June the 11th. Shout out to Major League Barber because they are doing the original Tennessee trade show, Major League Barber. It's going to be in Nashville, Tennessee, June 11th. Check out at Major League Barber for that information. I think I'm going to compete. In fact, I'm like 80% sure that I'm going to compete in this show, so I can't wait for that. Also, shout out to my man Nori and Joe Flano because they have been doing great things with the Major League Barber brand, and I really want to shout them out because the Major League Barber brand gets bigger every year. They add more cities every year, so salute to them. But yeah, June 11th, Nashville, Tennessee, the original Tennessee trade show, Major League Barber. Check that out. Also, July the 16th. That's going to be a busy weekend because we also have the original Niagara Falls Barber and Beauty trade show. And we also, well, just let me shout them out because that's in Niagara Falls, New York. The original Niagara Falls Barber and Beauty Trade Show, sponsored by Major League Barber. That's going to be a great event as well. Upstate New York, they doing it up big. And also, same weekend, the Texas Barber Expo in Corpus Christi, Texas, July 16th. Both of those are July 16th. July is going to be a busy month, y'all. So the Texas Barber Expo, huge event, Corpus Christi. Shout out to the People's Barber, the People's Barber, for doing the Texas Barber Expo. That's really a great event. I went a few years ago, took a lot of great pictures. And that is a huge, huge event. Like they say, they do it up big in Texas. Well, they definitely do. So shout out to the People's Barber. Also, July the 29th, Rumble in the Rockies in Denver. In the Denver area, Rumble in the Rockies. That is going to be a great, great event. I'm crossing my fingers because I really want to go to that event. I missed the last one they had. But it's funny because a couple of years ago, I was like, man, why don't they do a show in Denver? You know, Denver is a great city. You know, there really wasn't a barber, any major barber events out there. And then all of a sudden, Rumble in the Rockies came through and they doing their thing. So July 29th to the 30th, Rumble in the Rockies in the Denver area. I'm going to put it out there that I am going to that one, definitely, even though I said I was going to the Connecticut Barber Expo, but hey, life happens, y'all. But, yes, shout out to my man doing the Rumble in the Rockies, July 29th and 30th in the Denver area. What the freak is my voice? My voice is changing like I'm an adolescent or something. Anyway, also the NorCal Barber Expo, NOR stands for Northern, the NorCal Barber Expo in Pleasanton, California, August the 6th. That goes down the northern side of California. So everybody out there in the north side of California, check them out. The NorCal Barber Expo, August 6th. It's a new show. I don't have that much info on it, but I know they're doing a good job of promoting it, and I feel like it's going to be a really good show. So don't forget, if you're on that side of Cali, check them out, the NorCal Barber Expo. What else we got? The North Carolina Barber and Beauty Trade Show, that goes down September the 10th. Okay, in Raleigh, North Carolina, courtesy of our guys at Major League Barber. The North Carolina Barber and Beauty Trade Show is a great show. I think I'm going to go to that one as well. That's not that far. Anything Major League Barber does is a great event, so make sure y'all check that out. The North Carolina Barber and Beauty Trade Show out in Raleigh, September 10th. And then we have September 17th, the Las Vegas Barber Expo. That is a great, great, great show. Shout out to Jay Majors and, you know, Iced Out Barber. They putting that thing together, and I got a feeling that it's going to be pretty big. So that's September 17th, the Las Vegas Barber Expo. If you ever wanted a reason to go to Las Vegas, this is a great reason. And guess what? It's all tax deductible, right? Because we just had tax time. So you should have filed your taxes and you need those deductions. Take a trip to one of these shows and then write it all off on your taxes. We're going to do a show on taxes, barbers and taxes. But just to make it a little simple, if I go to the Las Vegas Barber Expo on September 17th, my flight, my hotel, my food, my ticket to the expo, the products I buy at the expo, everything that I do in association with that expo is tax deductible. Bingo. Make sure you get a ticket. September 17th, Las Vegas Barber Expo. All right, today, we missed 2 weeks. I know we was taking care of things, but today's show is the five things that I love about being a barber. Okay, the five things that I love about being a barber. It is incredible right now to be a barber, man. I've been a barber officially since 19, I ain't going to tell you how old I am, but I've been a barber a long time, y'all. And it has come a long way, a really long way. And I want to tell you, there was actually a time when if you told somebody you were a barber that you were looked at in a weird way, you know what I mean? You were looked at as you're not really making that much money. You're the lower class, so to speak. But now times have changed. So one reason why I love being a barber is the status. I love the status of being a barber. I remember a long time ago, in the early 2000s, I went to a comedy show and I'm talking to the waitress. She's like, "What do you do for a living?" I said, "I'm a barber." And she looks at me and goes, "I know about you barbers." And I'm like, "What the frick? What do you mean you know about us barbers? Like, what do you know?" And, you know, that kind of left a bad taste in my mouth, you know, because I think the old school depiction of a barber is the old guy like Cedric the Entertainer. That's the old school depiction of a barber, you know, old guy, you know, cracking old school jokes. You know, everything is old school that comes out of his mouth. And that is the depiction of a barber. But we all know that may be, that's just one type of barber. There are many types of barber. There's the barber who is super professional, dresses up every day. There's the barber that wears the latest Jordans or wears the latest, who's a sneakerhead. Wears a different pair of sneakers every day, has the freshest gear, you know, super tight with the cuts. You know, there's the rookie barber, a little unsure of himself, trying to learn. You know, there are all types of barbers out there. So that old school depiction of a barber, I'm not going to say it's wrong, but it's depicting an entire class of barbers that definitely isn't true. But now it's a great time to be a barber status wise because you get respect. You know, the profession has a lot of respect. Someone says, "What do you do for a living?" You can proudly say, "I'm a barber," and you get that respect. Like, "Oh wow, you know, you have mastered your trade and you're making pretty good money." So respect to you, because nowadays barbers can make great money. There was a time when if you said you were a barber, you told your mom you wanted to be a barber, she would be like, "You need something to fall back on. You're going to need an extra job." It's not like that anymore. You can, you know, really make a good income being a barber. So the status of being a barber is one thing I love about it. The second thing that I love about being a barber is just what we talked about. The shows and the events. I love the shows and the events. I love going to different barber shows in different cities. I love the networking with, you know, like-minded barbers. I like the different competitions that they have out there. My favorite competition that I was in was the Nas haircut. I remember a couple of years ago, Major League Barber did a show in, I think it was in Nashville. It was either Cincinnati or Nashville, and they had the Nas haircut, and I really liked that particular category because it was unique. And that was a great, great category for a haircut, so shout out to Major League Barber. But yeah, I really like the shows. I like the education at these shows. You know, a lot of time you get a lot of great educational gems. You know, it's not always just about cutting hair. A lot of times these shows have classes like, you know, how to build your clientele, how to work social media to your advantage, you know, how to save your money, how to buy houses. So you're not just getting, you know, a barber competition at these shows. You're getting quality education. That's one thing. Another thing that I love about these shows. But I really like talking to like-minded barbers. You know, I say like-minded because just like any other profession, you have your good, your bad, your positive, your negative. You know, we won't speak on the negative barbers in the industry, but I like talking to barbers who, like me, who are about learning, about positivity, about just moving the industry forward. So it's good, you know, that you meet these people at these particular shows. And that leads us to number three. The third reason why I love being a barber today is the respect of the craft, the respect of the tonsorial craft. I love that. I love the old school barber tools, the wired clippers. I love the cordless clippers. I love the fact that I could have a wired setup. And shout out to what's my man in Houston, H3 Dimensions, I think that's his name. He still uses a wired Masters, and he's cold with it. He still uses the Masters, the wire one, and I love watching him cut. I think he still uses the Andy's Outliner too, the quartered, and he's incredible with it. But it's nothing wrong with using wire clippers, you know. I do prefer cordless clippers only because of the, you know, it's more comfortable for me. You know, I used to have, you know, 10 clippers and 10 cords going everywhere, you know, and, you know, stepping on the cords and pushing cords out the way. I just got tired of it. But I did say that I was and I am going to add a few corded clippers to my setup, just because I kind of miss them a little bit. Like the Andy's Outliner, just the basic T Outliner with the cord, I kind of miss that power. Even though I love the Babyliss clipper, the Babyliss trimmer, I love the Gamma trimmer, I love the Formos trimmer. But every now and then, I kind of miss the power of that Andy's Outliner. So I think I'm going to add that back to my setup. And it's like only, it's crazy. It's only $60 on Amazon. So you might as well get it just to have it. But yeah, the respect of the craft. You know what I mean? Because listen, cutting hair, it's a science to cutting hair. And I love the barbers who have mastered that science. They've mastered the fade. They've mastered the taper. They've mastered blending. It's a science to all that. You know what I mean? It's not just put the square in the circle, put the circle in the square. No, it's not like that. It's a science to cutting hair. And I love number one, I love the science of it, and I respect the craft as a whole. I love the science of the razor, you know, when a razor hits the face, or when it hits the mustache and it hits the beard, how can you line this client up without cutting him? You know what I mean? I love the science of that. I love, you know, barbers who use the razor very well, and shout out to all my barbers in New Orleans. Shout out to all my Latino barbers. I know I'm stereotyping, but I'm just shouting y'all out because for the most part, most barbers from New Orleans are crazy with that razor. And most Latino barbers are super tight with the razor. So shout out to them. Hopefully you're not offended, but yeah. You know, shout out to you guys, because when it comes to the razor, it's a science to how to use that razor. That's why when I teach barber school, I do the balloon shaving cream technique to get my students super tight with that razor. So respecting of the craft is one reason why I love being a barber at this time. And you know what was funny is when I was in Cali a couple of weeks ago, I walked in the shop when we was at the farmer's market, you know, for those who know Los Angeles, we was at the farmer's market inside the Grove Mall. I went in that barber shop. The guy looked at me a little funny. Then once I started talking about the barber game, I could feel his guard go down and we just started kicking it. And that's the great thing about being a barber and barbers that respect the craft. You can talk shop with other barbers, other ethnicities, other backgrounds, and you guys will connect because I don't care what type of barber you are, what nationality, what background you are, but when you talk barbering, you have a common background. So we just started kicking it about, you know, different cutting styles, a clipper over comb cutting style that he was using. And we just had a good conversation. And that's what I mean when I say I love the respect of the craft. It was obvious just by looking at his shop that this man respects the craft of barbering. Now, he could have been, you know, he could have been a jerk, an asshole. I don't know, but I know he definitely respected the craft of barbering. So shout out to that barber in the Grove, in the farmer's market out in Los Angeles. Yeah, so we have our stat. One of five reasons why I love being a barber. We have the status. We have the shows and events. We have the respect of the craft. And the fourth reason why I love being a barber is the occupational freedom. I love the freedom of being a barber. You could do a million things and still be a barber and still make a great living. I know barbers who are recording artists. I know barbers who are teachers. I know barbers who are bankers. I know a barber who is a boxer. You know, you can pursue your dream profession, which might be barbering, but if you have another dream profession with it, you could also pursue that. I know barbers who are DJs. That's me right here. And the funny thing is, most barbers have more than one thing that they love to do. I'd say 90% of barbers have something else that they love barbering, but there's also something else that they love to do. And when you're a barber, you have the freedom to do these other things. I have a barber right now. He is a lightweight boxer. I think that's his weight class. And, you know, he trains during the day. He comes in the barbershop in the afternoon. Great guy. Shout out to Bird. You know, but he loves boxing. Yeah, but he also loves barbering. So you have that occupational freedom to do whatever you want to do as a barber. And you may be a person that just loves barbering, loves being around the shop. You have the freedom to do that. One thing that I love, you set your own schedule as a barber. If you want to work from 12 to 5 every day, you set your schedule. That's what you can do. If you want to work from 9 to 3, you set your schedule. If you want to take your lunch at 12 to 1 o'clock, you set your schedule. So that freedom that you get in being a barber, and at the same time, you know that you can make a decent way of living. That's, you can't beat that. And I know I sound like a commercial for a barber school, but it's really true. That occupational freedom is unmatched, you know. And I'm going to tell you, not only do you have the occupational freedom, you also have the freedom not to be just a barber inside a barbershop. You could be a barber in a suite. You know, you may be the type of barber who doesn't like the crowd, doesn't like the shop atmosphere. You just like to service your clients individually. And you have the option now to be a barber in a suite. And shout out to all the barbers that are in suites, because That's something new for my era of barbering. That is something new. So shout out to the barbers that are being sweets. Also, you could be a mobile barber. And there are two types of mobile barbers. You could be the mobile barber who just goes to people's house, cuts their hair inside their house, inside the apartment. Or you could be the mobile barber who has a van, a Sprinter van or truck. You pull up to an area and maybe you pull up to an office park and you get some corporate guys to come in, come down to your Sprinter van, get a haircut. $200-$300. You know what I mean? Depending on which area you're in. So you have that freedom to do barbering in more than one ways. So shout out to all my barbers who are doing the barbering with the Sprinter vans and my mobile barbers who are actually going to people's houses and people's apartments. You know, I know a barber right now. Shout out to my man. He is a successful mobile barber. He literally just goes from apartment to house. And I'm going to be honest with you. When he first started doing it, I was like, I don't know, man. It seems like I don't know if you're going to make it. I mean, he always had the confidence, and that's the key. He always had the confidence to do it, and that's my man. Shout out to my man Sam. He always had the confidence, but I just wasn't sure because it was new to me. You know, I'm from the old school. It was new to me what he was doing, but he's been very successful. Shout out to Sam. He's been very successful. Son of Sam Barbering. I think that's his website, Son of Sam Barbering. He's been very successful as a mobile barber, and shout out to him. And also, you have the freedom. You could be a barber who works for TV or movies. And that, my friend, is the avenue that I have been trying to get into for years. Shout out to all my barbers that's doing it. Shout out to Jigga. Shout out to, it's a couple of barbers doing it. Shoot. Oh, shout out to Quadir. He cuts Ludacris for Fast and Furious. Shout out to Stacy Cuts. She cuts Eddie Murphy. There's a couple of main big time barbers in the game. Shout out to Johnny Cakes. He works with The Power on The Power's TV shows. But yeah, that's something that I want to pursue. I want to be a barber who works on a movie production or a TV production set. But it's not about what you know, it's who you know. Keep that in mind when you're trying to do that. But the fact that I have the option to do that is great. You know, I have the freedom to do that. I could cut in the shop part-time or I could do that full-time. It's up to me. So the occupational freedom is another reason why I love being a barber. And the fifth and final reason why I love being a barber, and it's definitely not the last, and that is the money, the moolah, the dinero, the money. You know, I started out cutting hair I started out in a barbershop in 1989. Haircuts were $5.75 per cut. Let that sink in for a minute. $5.75, y'all. $5.75 a cut. And we didn't know any better. I mean, of course, you got, you know, the cost of living was a lot lower, but still, $5.75 a cut. And, you know, I would still cut hair all day. On a good Saturday, make $100. And I was happy. I was happy with my little $100, $120. But times have changed. Times have definitely changed, y'all. Now, and to keep it to keep it real with you, my area that I cut in is cheaper than major cities area where they charge 60, 70, 80, 100. I'm charging 40 for a cut, and I'm happy charging 40. You know, now ask me 2 years from now, it may be different, but I'm very happy charging 40. You know, I'm happy when I do a $500, $600 Saturday or $600 day period. I'm good with that. You know what I mean? So, and, you know, I'm putting these numbers out here. I don't want people to be like, well, damn, I make such and such in my shop. You got to understand, I'm out in the suburbs. I'm in the Atlanta metropolitan area, but I'm a suburb of Atlanta. So, trust me, I would love to raise my prices, but it comes with time. But I do love the money aspect of being a barber. You can literally be a barber charging $100 a head, and, you know, you could be successful with it. But the thing about it, and which we'll get in another episode, every $100 a cut barber is not getting cut after cut after cut all day. You might get two cuts a day. And if you're happy with that, that's fine. But I'd rather be the $40 a cut barber getting 10 cuts a day, you know, plus tip. You know what I mean? Because that $100 barber, he's not going to have a full schedule every day. And that may be fine with that person. They may have other things that they're trying to do, and that may be part-time income for them. So I'm not knocking them. I'm just saying that most of those $100 barbers, you know, their schedule is not full from 9 to 7 or 10 to 7 or even 9 to 5. So just, and that goes back to the occupational freedom. You could be a $100 barber. You could make a couple of cuts a day, and then you could go do something like direct videos or shoot videos. You know, that may be one of your passions that you want to do. So, oh, shout out to Zaytoven. For those who don't know, Zaytoven, a music producer, he's a barber. You know what I mean? He produces music and he cuts hair. Now, I'm sure he doesn't cut hair as much as he did when he was, you know, grinding. But, you know, I know for a fact that at one point he was charging $100 a head, you know, in between productions, just to, you know, keep his skills sharp. He didn't need it, but he figured, hey, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to charge $100. So, yeah, you know, the money is definitely good. You could be a mediocre barber in today, in 2023. You could be an average barber and make about $50,000 easy just by being that, just an average barber. You know, so if you're a barber who's like, you know, I'm trying to be the best barber on earth, I'm trying to go to these shows, I'm trying to look at these YouTube videos, you know, I'm learning, looking at my, you know, my coworkers, I'm studying barbering. If you're that type of barber, you know, you could make your income is just unlimited. You know, you could make $250 a year grinding like that or more, you know, and it sounds crazy to a person who may not be in the barbering. But let me give you an example. You say, man, a barber makes $250 a year. Okay. I'm a barber. I'm a union barber. Okay. I'm a barber who has my union card, and I do about, let's see, one movie, 6 weeks. Say I do about 7 productions a year. 7 productions a year, I'm going to make, it's great money. Trust me, it is great money. I might make 6 weeks on a production, I might make $12,000. You know what I mean? or more. You know, I'm just guessing. I'm just guessing. The point of the matter is you can make great money being a barber. Excellent money. And especially, like I said, once you get into TV and movie productions, your income can really skyrocket. So that is the fifth and final reason why I love being a barber. So just to cap it, we want to say the five reasons why I love being a barber. The status, number one. Number two, the shows and the events. Number three, the respect of the craft. Number four, the occupational freedom. And number five, the moolah, the money, the dinero. Yes. Shout out to everybody who tuned in, listened to this podcast. We're going to get back on schedule. Don't worry. Mr. Barber's, Mr. Barber, Mr. Taper's Barber Life. And we are out. Yeah, man. I'm back at it. Come on. Today's a new day. Got the up in the suitcase. So go uptown to Harlem. Tell them that I sent you. Tell them it's August. I'm going to November. I need